And it had a little taste, kind of like cabbage, green cabbage.
Did you cook that or did you eat it raw?
You cooked it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you'd cook it.
Let's see.
Put a big old slab of home cured meat in it.
Yeah. What do you call that kind of food that, you take big kernels of corn and you leach that outside cover off, you know? It's big old kernels of corn, and you eat it that way. It's like corn, only it's soft. It doesn't have that shiny cover on it. And I think they soak them in salt water or something like that.
Corn?
Uh-huh. Big kernels of corn.
I don't know.
Okay. What do you call the food that the Chinese and the Japanese eat all the time?
Rice.
Okay. What do you call that kind of alcoholic beverage that people used to make out in the backyard during the Depression? Not
corn.
The Depression, I mean during Prohibition.
Yeah, corn liquor.
Okay.
A bootleg.
Okay. Ever hear it called anything else?
Huh?
Anything else?
Yeah.
Do you ever know anybody who made the stuff?
Oh, yes.
Was it very strong stuff?
I never did taste it, but I could hear. And John and I'd sit on that front porch, and the Bledsoes lived across over there. Good, fine people. And one of the girls got sick, and I didn't know it. I knew she was sick. But the doctor told them that they ought to make her some home brew, her daddy. Well, he had in the mountains of Tennessee had a still, which was illegal when he was young. And he made her some home brew, and I didn't know it.
Uh-huh.
We sitting out there on the porch one night, and John and I talking. I grabbed his hand right quick. I said, shh, shh, shh. And one of the boys wanted the car, and Mr. Bledsoe wouldn't let the boys drive the car, because they'd stay out half the night.
Uh-huh.
They'd just bought a new car. And the youngest one said, well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. If you don't let me drive that car, I'm going to turn you in for making booze.
Oh.
Bootleg whiskey.
Did he get to drive the car?
No. He told him, he said, you do and I'll strap you all over this yard.
Uh-huh. Really? Did you ever have any stuff that was thicker than syrup and darker that you used on pancakes?
Sorghum. Sorghum syrup.
Was that good?
Uh-huh. Did you ever eat any?
Huh?
Well, I tell you, you ought to get some. Do you ever cook syrup pie?
No.
You don't make a syrup pie?
No.
Do you know how?
No.
Well, you know, you can buy ready pie shells.
Yeah.
All right. You can take that old syrup, sorghum syrup.
Uh-huh.
Makes the best syrup pie. Now, I make it out of, most people do now, make it out of red Cairo, you know.
Uh-huh.
But I mix half and half. I'll make half a cup of white Cairo and a half a cup of red Cairo, and I like it better.
Uh-huh.
But if you'll get that old sorghum syrup, and you can buy it, and take 4 eggs and beat them real good, and put a 3/4 cup of sugar and a cup of sorghum syrup, and pour them in that unbaked shell and cook it till it's, you can take a knife and stick in there and it'll come out clean. It's solid. And it'll just cut out in a real good, you know.
Sounds real good. I've never heard of such
And put, you might want to put nutmeg,
uh-huh.
or I like vanilla better, a lot of vanilla flavoring, and then while it's raw, before you cook it, cut a whole layer of butter around or margarine around over it and cook it in about a 350 oven until it's good and brown, the crust, and it's you know, set.
That sounds good.
It's delightful.
Mm.
And then you take that. I'm telling you how to get fat.
Yeah.
Then you take that